Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got emails about being the party animal in the family, using Instagram as a dating app, and going down on the ladies. Check it out. Enjoy. Share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'm going to say it one more goddamn time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you. That's how it all works. That's how this whole thing goes. You're doing it. You listen to the show. You say, ha, 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 ha. Then you go tell a friend and you say, I just got all my ha's out from this Papa JT. You should listen to it. Then they listen to it. Then another person listens to it. Then I have an ad. And then you use the promo code to get your holiday gifts done early with my, when I take my free money. And then
rate, review, subscribe.
You rate, review, subscribe. That's right, Shelby. That's what you do. That's how we live. And you got to keep telling friends. This, it's not number one on iTunes, so that means your job isn't over yet. We got to keep climbing up that hill. Keep pushing that stone up the mountain. What Greek god is that?
That's pushing a stone up a mountain?
Yeah, god of stones.
God, no.
Acropolis.
Acropolis.
Is it Acropolis?
No.
Shelby?
Dionysus.
Wow, you had a real answer.
What a pull.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck. You said that so confidently.
It sounded Greek enough.
Hey, let me do an impression of somebody who's telling their friend. Hey, friend.
What up?
You got to listen to the J Train podcast.
Oh, what is that?
It's a podcast that's really funny and good.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
for giving me the gift.
They give
of
you
laughs.
Advice. They give you things. I mean, I listen to it. I became rock hard.
It's the holiday season. Give the gifts of laughs. And I'm very excited about today's guest.
Hey, Mom, open your gift. What is this? It's a laptop. Yeah, open it. Go to iTunes.
Yeah.
Listen to the fucking J-Tron podcast, you whore.
You damn whore. If you know his voice already because you're an OKL, Original Key Listener. We got an OKP on the show, Nathan McIntosh. Thank you for coming on.
Buddy, thank you for having me back.
That's right.
I love that
music.
We're playing Rush. That's
there
so funny.
Go.
The
bring it in.
Before I forget,
you're the energy I need today. I flew in this morning.
Oh, I stay here. I only live here. I gotta say before I forget this. I can't remember her name, but it was something very interesting, like Yolanda Lena or Yelanophilus.
Yelanophilus.
It was this lady who listens to your podcast.
Okay.
Came up to me at the Square One Mall in Mississauga.
Okay.
I'm walking through.
Hold on. This is the most Canadian sentence I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. I'm playing hockey, right?
You got your hockey stick.
Oh, yeah. I'm playing hockey,
uh-huh.
Right? I got Gretzky on the phone.
Sure.
I'm asking the great one. I go, how do you dangle?
Yo, okay. Gio.
And then this lady goes, I'm wearing a hat. I'm with my girlfriend, the Statue of Liberty.
You're full Hollywood, Nathan McIntosh.
I'm going full Hollywood, yeah.
Glasses, please don't talk to me.
I mean, buddy, when
comedian.
I'm in Canada, people jump out of cars.
I'm sure.
So this woman grabs me and she goes, are you Nathan McIntosh? I go, yeah.
Yeah.
And she goes, I follow you on Instagram. I go, thank you.
There we go.
And she's like, I heard you
Feather
on
the nuts.
The J Train podcast. I go, holy fuck. J Train, and then I was gonna message you then, but I told you when I saw you.
Yeah, you told me.
But anyway, so shout out to you, Yolanda Lena, Evelina.
Thank you, Ina, whatever version of it. Yo, listen, this is a Canadian strong show.
Still got Rush on, for fuck's sake. Still listening to Rush.
I could listen to it all week.
Could you actually?
Absolutely.
I'm not even a Rush fan.
Band,
yes, or, I'm not a Rush fan. I'm not against Rush, you know. But I mean, I'm also not.
Listen, if you guys want to join Yolanda. Follow Nathan McIntosh at Nathan McIntosh on Instagram. He's also got a podcast. I love his podcast. I've been on it.
Please do it
Tell
again.
Tell him the name.
It's called Positive Anger, everybody.
Positive Anger. You just go, You go on that show and you just spew.
We just rant stuff.
We rant.
You and me had a whole rant about people faking the funk on Instagram.
We had that. We also talked about my deck, which you're seeing now.
Look at this fucking deck. Yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
We talked about the deck person. I love coming on there because I come on with luxury issues and there's no judgment. And I love that. That's what I love. That's why I got into comedy. I didn't know that people were like, I'm sad. I'm going to be funny. I had no idea that was a comedian's goal. When
that's
like,
so funny. I mean, it is.
Wait a minute. Oh, Dad hit me. I guess I should go make people laugh.
You know
I didn't know
funny?
That was a thing.
I grew up in a lot of sadness, but I'm still trying to have a good time.
But you have a fun comedy act.
Let's have a good time.
Yeah, but it's so funny that where that comes from to me is so foreign. I know I appreciate it. I understand it now. But when I first started, I was like, I never thought of all these people that were like, this depression's horrible.
Yeah.
I got to go. Get on stage and tell people.
I gotta
to
make
laugh
other people feel bad.
And I guess, I've never.
Hey man, what'd you do tonight? Well, I got a babysitter and I parked and I came to see you. Yeah? Well, my fucking mom raped me.
Oh my God.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, the crowd. Just laugh at that punchline.
Somebody would laugh.
Follow me on Instagram.
Good night, Seattle.
Yeah. It is.
That's great.
It is funny that somebody was like, I don't know who I am. I don't know my sexuality. I don't know anything about myself. Now, and I go to sleep at night crying every night. Thank you, everybody. And I do understand that people connect to it. Like, I talk about, you know, weight issues on stage, but I've never, I don't think of it as, like, that's my pain.
No, I get it. I talk about not having a dad and growing up poor and shit, but I don't do it in any kind of way that's you know what I mean? I'm not slumped over wearing a blanket.
Yeah, it is funny, though. Like, you go on your show, and I'm like, I came in, like, raging about a deck person that stood me up. And it's like, this is the problems of a housewife in the suburbs.
Can I say
the mansion.
Can I say this? Sure. But they are your problems.
They're my problems.
So it is what it is. I mean, there's people on the street, right?
Yeah.
That are literally sucking their own dick for fucking oranges.
It's true.
But
and I'm paying them to watch.
Yeah, that's not your problem.
I think it's a little too expensive.
Your problem is, where the fuck are my deck people?
Where's the deck people?
Where the fuck are the deck people?
Listen, Nathan McIntosh, at Nathan McIntosh, at Positive Anger. Let me talk about one thing before. Listen, here's how you find me, okay? Nathan McIntosh has a podcast. This is a really good opportunity to talk about Laughable. Does everyone know what Laughable is? If you don't, it's the best podcast app to find people you like listening to. So, like, if you're listening to Nathan now and you're like, how do I find more Nathan? You could subscribe to him on Laughable and you can listen to any show he's been a guest on or your boy Papa JT, Uncle J Train, the King of Brunch, the Wizard of Weddings. Shelby, you're probably on there, right?
I'm on it constantly.
Yeah, so Laughable is it's an app. If you have iPhone, you have to use it now. I go on podcasts as guests all the time, and Laughable's the only place where you can subscribe directly to me and find all the episodes of J Train and You Up as they come out. So you can get me and all in one place. So if I all of a sudden I'm on, you know, Poop Island podcast, whatever the fuck is going on there.
Different topics, too.
Different
that's
topics.
The one thing about, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing about podcasts, and like kind of, I've started refraining from being a guest.
Okay.
Because what happens is, I love a podcast because I think of them as all different games at the park.
Yeah, yeah.
You come on J Train, you're going to play the advice game.
Yep.
You go on You Up, you're going to talk the relationship game.
Yeah.
You go on, Positive Anger.
You're ranting about life.
You're doing the rant game.
You're ranting about life.
So I think at this point, you go on Mark Maron, you're going to do the...
My dad beat me.
My dad beat me.
My dad beat me with my mom.
With my mom. Used her as a baseball bat.
He picked her right up and he swore in my face.
It's crazy. So a lot of podcasts, what gets me frustrated is they'll have me on as a guest to do my own show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they're like, come on, and we want to do dating questions with you. I'm like, well, we could have just done that. I can do that.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, I do that.
That is what I do.
Let me play your game. So I think Laughable is a great way to see comedians in all the different games.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I look at all these as just a different type of show.
Different type of show.
Stand up, I meant. Stand up show.
It's way better than Apple Podcast app. In fact, it's the top rated podcast app in the entire App Store. So ditch whatever you're using now and switch to Laughable. Go to the App Store, search Laughable. And if you're using Laughable already, tell your friends to start using it too and give it a 5-star review. Do whatever you can for Laughable. Android users, it's coming. First quarter 2019. So you can sign up to be notified at laughable.com. Nathan, I wanted to also talk to you.
Please.
I just flew in this morning.
Oh, gotcha.
Opening. I have had a great weekend.
I was going to say, this is the beginning of a wrestling promo. Gorilla Monsoon's like, give it up for J-Train. You come up. I just flew in this morning.
Flew in from Knoxville.
Dallas, Houston.
You're going to get some J-Train.
But anyways, yeah, you flew in.
That's right. I was in Knoxville. This is my Knoxville music.
I thought we were doing a wrestling promo.
Oh, okay.
Coming down. Here he is.
I'm looking at you, Gorilla. And Nathan McIntosh ain't got nothing on me.
Weighing in at half the size of a deck. It's J-Train!
I'm telling you, Knoxville. Put away the children, because I'm going to fuck your wife.
And none of your wives look good.
And they're all
ugly. Let me start right there. These are all dog ugly women.
That was my favorite wrestling. That was my favorite wrestling thing. When they would come out in the ring and go, they would just establish themselves as a bad guy.
I loved it. Yeah.
Right away. So they come out of the ring and they go, "What up, Knoxville?" And then they'd be like, "You're all looking ugly tonight."
Yeah, I love it.
The heel, I believe they call it.
Calling a city a toilet.
This city, ugh. And they're like, and then the people in the crowd, the best part about wrestling fans is like, they know it's fake, but they play into it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, boo!
Yeah.
We love Knoxville.
Yeah, we love it here. That's where I live, man. I pay tax here, man. I raise my fucking kids here, dude.
How could you say such a thing?
How could you say that in your purple underwear, man?
Oh, I walked around this town and got a lot of trash in this. And they would always enunciate you know, killing the city. But I opened for Michelle Wolf. Let me tell you all, what a comic. Go get involved with Michelle. If you're sitting there, like, the audiences are, like, pumped. She's their queen.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's, you know, since the White House correspondence, and she's just so good, and
yeah.
I can't say enough nice things, and she asked me to come out, and I was like, let's do this. So we went Asheville, North Carolina, Atlanta, Huntsville, Alabama, and Knoxville, Tennessee, and then I flew back this morning.
Amazing.
And it was, I flew to Asheville, then we drove the rest of it, flew back from Knoxville, and it's just like, you know, seeing that part of the country. The drive from Atlanta to Huntsville, Alabama was legitimately a scary thing.
I thought you were going to say gorgeous.
No.
How scary how? I've only ever
I'm
been
talking
to
you, Huntsville. You're ugly.
You're a horror movie. Your highway is Saw 8.
We basically spent the whole time just being like, you're wide-eyed, looking out the window,
really?
Just being like, who lives here?
So wait a minute.
Who's
so
here?
We're talking Atlanta to Huntsville.
Atlanta to Huntsville because it's not highways.
Okay.
I think the highways protect you from like really seeing like, you
sure.
know, like you would drive through like neighborhoods.
Two-lane highways and shit?
Not even. One lane like through mountains and shit. And you'd like see the town and there'd be not. Like one of the scariest thing that for me was there was just a huge abandoned supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, the letters in the name of the supermarket were all, they were all, like, discolored.
Yep.
And I was just like, and it was also raining, so that, like, sets the scene.
I'll say this, the only, and to go with your point about the closed supermarket that is completely abandoned, the only place I've seen
very Walking Dead.
It is. The only place I've seen that in my life, because who the fuck doesn't need to eat?
Well, that was
the whole town doesn't need food?
Well, we're like, if that's gone, where do you go now? There must be I do understand that there must be another road that maybe you go down. That's where town is.
You know,
but
you fill the fucking, get a goddamn, you can't get another college fucking football team in this building. But the only place I've seen that in my life, Edmonton. Alberta.
Is Edmonton a sad?
Edmonton
sad, sad
is
place?
The sad comedian that you're talking about.
Oh, my. Calgary's, I'm talking to you, Edmonton.
Calgary's better than me. Edmonton, Winnipeg, man, are our two.
Well, it's an oiling town. So, like, I think, like, when you go from, like, and let me give them empathy because I do think that I'm talking from my, like, pristine, you know, metropolitan tower, is that you. You don't, when you see agricultural areas, you're just not used to it.
No, bro. And so I come from trees.
This is where you're from?
I'm not from Edmonton, but I'm from Nova Scotia. Sure. Decent, good fucking, you know what I mean? We got some fishery shit.
You're close to water, so like it's not like, there's just vast space.
Yeah.
And we're driving through. It was just, the crowds were amazing. And the coolest thing, back to the feather my nuts part of this whole thing. The coolest part. Was that, you know,
feather those nuts.
That's right. I got feathered like crazy on this trip because, you know, they're there to see. Michelle is a legitimate star, like legitimate, like, and also like has the bits, like she's going to go out there and fucking murder because she's got the crowd and she's got the material and it's ready to go. And then it was cool because I would jump out and, you know, get introduced to like open up the show.
Yeah.
And you'd hear like one person like kind of be like, woo! Like, I know that douche. You know what I mean? And I get a message afterwards, like, from people being like, I didn't expect it.
Yeah.
And it was so cool. So it was cool for me, as, you know, you're there to see. And I just, it made me feel so good.
Sure, because
You know, it just that it was one person was like, I'm pumped to see this person I know from something else. And then they're like, wait a minute. Jetsons meet the Flintstones. Yeah. You know each other?
Meet Jared Freed.
Yeah. So I it was very cool for me. And then, you know, flew back. We were talking with Delta.
Delta.
I love Delta. I got bumped first class all the rides. All the rides.
Knoxville, I only fly first class. There's not one woman in here that's even worth putting in coach.
That's what they would say. Yeah, right. You guys aren't even coach class. I'll put you in the toilet.
I'll put you in the toilet.
But I'm living my Delta dream because I spent the whole fall doing these dog shit flights, and now we're reaping the benefits.
Buddy, I said this to you in your kitchen.
Yeah.
I love Delta. Mm. I like the blue lights. Yeah. I like the big cities, sure, the pretty ladies.
Sure.
They fucked me though. They fucked me in the face.
Well, talk to, you know, Dr. Delta here. Let me hear the story.
Okay, here's what happened, Dr. Delta. Hi, first of all, thank you for seeing me.
Welcome to the office.
I go
lay on the couch.
I shit on the flight, September 28th. Okay. I'm actually going to Atlanta.
Okay.
They have the movie.
That's the hub.
Buddy, it's a party.
So you're getting in the best aircrafts.
The best planes. The best wings.
Yeah.
The fittest pilots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This person was ripped beyond repair.
I flew to Atlanta and then to Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was living pretty.
This pilot, you know what they did? They put the plane on the autopilot there, and then they came out and did a 7-minute plank right in the aisle. Told it, and he as he's doing
that's
the plank,
a fit pilot.
Like, "We're at 30,000 feet.
Yeah,
we're gonna hit a little turbulence."
That's a fit pilot.
Fit pilot. He was just rippling.
Yeah,
no shirt, coconut oil. Guy's jacked.
I'm so hard.
So September 28th, I get on the flight to Atlanta, Georgia. They have the movie My Cousin Vinny.
Great movie.
Unreal movie.
Love it.
And this actually goes to your point of driving through the South and getting scared, because the whole point of the movie, these guys get framed for a fucking murder.
My Cousin Vinny, yes.
In a goddamn, you know, anyways. So My Cousin Vinny.
My Cousin J Train.
I'm flying from New York to Atlanta. I can't finish the whole movie, so I watch like an hour or something of it. And then I go, I'm coming back in 3 days. Yeah. I'll finish My Cousin Vinny.
You'll finish it on the way back. I do that move.
October 1st.
Yeah.
October 1st, I'm flying back. Atlanta to New York.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the only movie? The only one that Delta decided we got to get it
we
off our flight.
Off.
They took it off. They took off My Cousin Vinny.
I got to say, the crowd is shocked here.
Oh, you should be. And Delta, look, I love you, but what are we doing?
Let me tell the audience what I told Nate before we started. He goes, we were talking, and I was talking about how much I love Delta. And then he goes, oh, they fucked me. And I thought... And in my mind, I was like, I always thought there should be a podcast called Save It for the Podcast, where start a story and then don't finish it.
Uh-huh.
And that's the whole podcast. Because what happens anytime you're a guest on the podcast, you'll start talking with the person who had you on, and then they'll go, no, save it.
Every time.
We're going to, every time. So I said, I did the cliche, save it for the, I want to hear how you got fucked by Delta. And I've never heard a story where you've been less fucked.
Less fucked? Excuse me. Have you seen the movie My Cousin Vinny?
I have. Yeah,
and how
you?
Good is it?
It's
of
rare.
Course I have. Has yeah. anybody ever... Oh, fuck you, Shelby. Has anybody ever ripped it away from you halfway fucking through it?
I thought it was going to be... A 7-hour delay. They didn't even give me a new ticket.
No, they took my cousin
Listen,
Vinny.
That should be the commercial for Delta.
I'm with that. Let me do it. This is how the worst way they fuck you is to take away one of the greatest movies from the 90s. They what if Joe Pesci's fucking also, rounding his head? Get the fuck out of here, Shelby. My cousin Vinny's a good fucking movie.
To take your side, I will
Does
say.
Does he really not why? Like it? Do you not like the movie?
Do you like the movie?
Overrated.
Oh, wow.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Wow. The crowd's got to be shocked at that one.
Give me a better comedy movie, Shelby. Top of your head.
Top of my head, yeah. Anchorman 2.
Are you kidding
Anchorman
me?
Anchorman 2?
Are you kidding me?
They repeated the same jokes
you
from the first one.
You said
me?
Top of my head.
Two? You could have said Anchorman.
So this is hell Delta fucked me too. Yeah. Then you got this guy saying that My Cousin Vinny's not even a good fucking movie.
This is we are off the rails.
Get back on the rails.
Get back on the rails. Well, I mean, to take your side, those Delta TVs have the room. Yep. You can't, they're not, it's not a fantasy team.
It's the only movie they took off too, no joke. The only one they took off. I couldn't believe it.
I like that they have a lot of those old movies though. They do have like,
they got a great selection.
Great, it is.
I'm not lying.
They're doing everything.
I love Delta. Yeah. I'm dead serious.
I hear you.
They have a great. You know what I watched instead of My Cousin Vinny?
What'd you watch?
Collateral.
Yeah. See,
what a fucking movie that is.
Yeah.
Shelby
yeah.
gonna say that goddamn Blues Brothers 8 is better than Collateral with Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise.
Anything else? You got another movie? What's your second? What other comedy would be better than
Horrible Bosses 2?
He really hated My Cousin Vinny. This is disgraceful. You didn't get to try to get Joe Pesci up here. You got to try to have Joe Pesci on.
We can't.
And Shelby can look him in the eyes.
Pesci's going to look this up and he's going to go, I can't be a guest. How could I? Let's do the show. You ready, Nathan?
We haven't started. Let's
do it. We haven't started. turn on the recording. Yes, Shelby?
I'd love to see what the listeners think about things.
So should we poll the listeners?
Like in a survey, perhaps.
Oh, we have to talk about something. Shelby, as subtle as a bull in a china shop. Listen, we're doing a new thing here. Okay. It's the holiday season, so I want the listeners to give Papa JT a gift. Okay? Here's how you give me a gift. Right now, I'm running a listener survey to find out more about you guys. I don't want to know your address. I don't want to know. All I want to know is where we can find companies that can come in here and be useful to you, the listener.
I got you.
So we want to. So this is one of the best things I can do to grow J Train, and don't want to. And you don't. This is one of the best things I can do to grow the J Train, and don't you want more cash for Papa JT? I don't like that line.
It's just a survey you can take.
I shouldn't have read this. I listen.
You should have went from the hip, man.
It's a survey that lets you know. I was doing good from the hip.
You were.
And
you were
then
doing
I,
great.
I got fucking bogged down in this copy.
You went corporate.
I went corporate.
You went corporate.
And I always go from the hip, and it bothers me that I just fucked up. Listen, there's a survey, and it's in the description of the podcast, so go to the description. Take it. What it lets us know is your age and your background a little bit, and it helps us to go to potential sponsors and say, hey, the listenership is blankety blank male, blankety blank female, blankety blank ages, blankety blank, you know, fucking owns a dog.
It takes a couple minutes. It's in the show notes. It's in the phone. You're looking at your phone anyway right now. You can do it on the device.
Do Papa JT a solid. Let's do the emails. You ready?
I'm fucking...
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Nathan McIntosh, @NathanMcIntosh on everything. Also, the podcast, Positive Anger. What day does it come out?
Thursdays.
That's great. Fits right in with the JTrain schedule. Tuesday, you got Papa JT. Wednesday, you got You Up. Thursday, you got Positive Anger with Nathan McIntosh @NathanMcIntosh. Friday, Papa JT again for your Friday favor. So let's do it. I with you, Nathan, I jump into the emails. I don't even look. I just say, let's do it.
Great. This is his fifth appearance.
Fifth appearance.
Thank you for having me.
Who's the man been on the most? Is it Nathan at this point?
Probably not.
Okay, that was one day.
I'm going to... assume one of the rad dude boys.
Might be one of the rad dude boys.
Well, I'm happy to be here for my fifth time. No joke. I always have a good time on here. Thanks for having me, man.
You got your fifth time coffee. Let's do it. The party animal girlfriend.
My girl likes to party.
Dear Jared and guest, longtime listener, self-proclaimed biggest fan. I've been dating my boyfriend for 9 months. He's 25. I'm 23.
Woo.
Everything is great, except there's some things that with his family that are starting to get to me. That's a bad sentence.
They love my cousin Vinny. I think Anchorman 2 is better.
His older brother is around 30 with a wife and kids, and his wife never goes out or drinks. Never did. The younger brother has a girlfriend, 23 as well, and does not drink and is a homebody, also very well liked in the family. I came in and now I'm known as the quote-unquote party animal. That's a tough label for a lady.
Yeah. Tough label for anybody, really.
For anyone.
But I hear you.
But it's like, I would assume as a woman.
Yeah.
That's just like a not favorable.
I'll tell you what I pictured the minute I heard party animal girlfriend, a woman dressed kind of tattered, mascara on her face, banana peel on her head.
It's so funny. I thought the same exact thing.
Like just a mess.
Just a mess.
Full mess.
And it's not to say that, like, she's probably drinking the regular amount.
Sure, she's probably not what party animal says she's going to be, but when you hear party animal, I literally think of a woman climbing out of a dumpster.
Yes, and but also
holding her shoes.
But also she's in relation to the other girls in the family.
Yes.
So if they're fucking, you know, sitting there in their Handmaid's Tale outfit, she's going to look like Dumpster Woman.
Even with one beer.
One beer.
One beer, she's going to look like Stone Cold Steve Austin. WrestleMania 17.
I've said this many a times. Yeah, this is her. This is her walking into Thanksgiving. To them, like, in her mind, she's like, I brought you a bottle of wine.
Yes.
And in the family's mind, this song goes on and they're like, oh, shit.
She throws up in the turkey.
Yeah.
Opens up the turkey's ass, throws up in it.
What up, what up, fuckers?
Bouncing off the walls.
And then all she has is a glass of wine.
One.
But they're seeing her. This is the thing.
Yes, yes.
My life, I am known as the lazy one in my family. You don't have to be the laziest to be the laziest.
No.
So I don't think of myself as a lazy.
You're not a lazy person.
But I'm saying if you get considered by your mom and dad a lazy person, the laziest,
you're
the laziest for life.
Yeah.
That's your title.
Yeah.
You could, anything, you'd be like, oh, I got, someone could like pull a gun on you. And they'd be like, you're always late for school.
Well, they could have, you know, such like, a family that's so rigid and. You know, by
it's
the book,
all that perspective.
You could be considered a party animal for putting sugar in your coffee.
This is true.
Look at the party animal not reading her Bible on Sunday.
Because I'm 23 and I like to hang out at bars and go to sporting events and drink with my friends as well as my boyfriend. The other day I was at a family party of theirs and the oldest brother made a comment when they heard we were going to SantaCon saying, I forgot you were dating a party animal.
Can I just jump
She's
in here?
She's 23. Where is she supposed to go?
Can I jump in real quick?
Sure.
And I apologize and look, people are going to hate me for this. SantaCon is absolute fuck fest of hell.
Well, here's
what a disgusting display of humanity.
Let me defend SantaCon.
It's this Saturday here.
So maybe that's what she's writing into that. Here's the thing about SantaCon.
Disgusting.
Okay. If you Google frat dude at SantaCon, you can watch a young Jared Fried reporting live from the event.
Yeah.
If you'll notice, I was there very early. I was there at an age that I could handle it. To us, there's an age where you age out of it.
Yeah, it's basically called college.
Well, she's 23.
Yeah, but
she's
You still keep this inside the college. It's literally like, you know, in Gremlins 2, when the Gremlins are now in an office building? That's what this is.
What is this, the sequel episode?
Yes.
Every
you got to keep college in college. This is college now on the streets. And it's a disgusting display of humanity.
It's not. I'll take the other side. We can debate this. SantaCon and its original place, at its purest form, in its original form, it made total sense.
Which was what? Because I don't even know if I know. Because now here's what it is.
Let's go back in time a minute. Let's go back to way back when, to 2008.
Because we know what it is now. It's a Santa
growing
up into his beard.
Absolutely.
A drunk fucking woman.
The reason this SantaCon started was there was a viral video that went out of just Santa's dancing in a bar.
Got it. Got you.
And everyone was like, that is the most, and they were dancing and having the best time, and everyone was like, that is so much fun. The next year, it got planned more.
Okay.
And it became a more of a thing.
Yeah.
Those original people are good party-having people.
Sure.
But, creative.
But what happened?
Fun.
What happened?
Exciting. What happens is what happens with everything.
Yes.
The it's not the first. You always have to go bigger, stronger, faster. So what happens is as the years go on and we have to keep. My dad always told me, and it's the best thing he ever told me. You don't have a dad. Let me give you some dad stuff. Let me give you some dad. I know.
Please, man. Teach me how to play catch when this is done,
well,
too.
Yeah. We'll go for a baseball.
Yeah. Let's go for a little catch, buddy.
A little catch. And no, he would always say, you can never repeat.
Uh-huh.
So if you went on vacation to a place 1 year, and then you'd be like, we got to go back to where we had the best vacation ever. You'd get to that place again, and you go, well, this isn't what we did last year.
He explained exactly why people cheat. You just explained exactly. Do you know
why?
What I mean? Because you're like, oh man, what? I'll have the greatest sex I'm ever gonna have again with the person I just had it with. Will ya? No. You need a new person.
This is for
a new ass in your face.
This is for experiences.
I get what you're
saying. You can't, like, you remember when you were younger and you would invent a game try and replay the game.
I remember the game.
And you'd be like,
find your dad. Yes. And I've been playing it every day.
Every day
for 33 fucking years.
Remember the second time you played it? You were like, this isn't as good as the first.
I did find my dad. It's a little movie called My Cousin Vinny, and Delta stole it from me. I hear what you're saying,
SantaCon is just people trying to repeat, and they're going, well, we got to make it better than last year. So then instead of bringing one handle of Fireball, they're like, we got to bring heroin. You know, it's like,
yeah.
It just, everyone's trying to up the last thing they saw on the internet. And yes, it has opened up to some disgusting behavior.
That's all I want.
But I'm saying the original, where it came from, the thought was original and fun and creative. And it's the same with the ugly sweater parties.
I'm in no way hating on the original idea.
So what I'm saying is, like, I could see how the version of me at that age exists still today. Mm-hmm. Where they're like, we got a group. We're going to dress in Santa stuff. It's going to be fun. And then around that, I could see how it's just gotten too big to be contained.
I get it, too. Like, when I was 16, 17, and drinking hard.
Sure.
And, you know, St. Patrick's Day was a fucking, ooh, that was a real goddamn thing. So I get it. I understand.
I'm not going to be the old guy that's like, anyone who goes at 23 is an animal. Because I do understand, because I was that animal.
But SantaCon's a different fucking animal,
but
man.
But I'm saying that in SantaCon's a different animal because it's gotten so huge.
Yes.
So you have the uncreatives and the latchers on. Losers get into things later.
This is all I wanted you to start getting into.
So,
that's it.
So
there's hobo piece of trash gremlins who are out there fucking up the streets for no goddamn reason.
But there's a group of 22, 23-year-old friends right now that are on an email chain or in a group chat.
Uh-huh.
And they're going, they're right now discussing the next SantaCon,
uh-huh,
is my point. They are fun, good time people, and they're coming up with an idea with a way to drink that's creative and fun, that is 10 years from now, we're going to go, oh, I hate the mitten posse.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever the fuck.
What was the thing that Hillary said about the basket of undesirables?
The deplorables.
The deplorables. Yeah. See, I'm not saying everybody in there is a deplorable.
Yeah.
But I'm saying there are a lot
Well,
of.
It's because we have to deal with it, too. In New York, you see the SantaCon, and it's like, you know, it's basically turned into the marathons today. You got to stay away from these streets.
Yes.
So I do, and I understand, like, someone listening would be like, fuck you guys. You know, I'm going to go have fun. I get it.
Have as much fun as you want.
There's just, it's so big. I think of it like ugly sweater parties, okay? When ugly sweater parties first started, you would go out and you'd have to go to your grandma's attic and find a shitty sweater, and or you would have had to have it. Now, there's an industry.
Yes.
Of ugly sweater party stuff that you don't even have to have a personality to buy. You Google ugly sweater party, mm-hmm, now you're in.
See, this is it. Everything goes corporate.
Yeah.
And SantaCon is corporate now. It's
full-on
corporate.
Easier to get a Santa costume today than it was because SantaCon exists.
100%.
You know, this is so. Listen, the problem is, this girl has the name Party Animal in the family.
Party Animal.
And then she's like, We're going to SantaCon. They're like, they're relating you to the worst. It's like Dave Matthews Band. No one thinks of the fine Dave Matthews Band fan.
Uh-huh.
They think of the worst version.
Yeah.
So they're comparing you to the worst, the straw man that exists,
yeah,
but not you.
But I wonder who, let's finish this email.
So she wrote, we're going to SantaCon saying, I forgot you were dating a party animal. If I was closer with his brother, I would take this lightheartedly, but I'm not, and he is very judgmental and said it like it was a problem. So he probably said it like the way you just said it.
Hey, here I am. Tweet at me. I'm your brother's your boyfriend's brother.
I just feel very out of place there and very cautious and judged sometimes. Should I get out of this family now? Should I say something? I love my boyfriend and can see us end up together, but his family just annoys me. What should I do? I've never got drunk in front of them, never even spoke to them about drinking. I guess it's just my boyfriend goes out more because of me. Thanks him in advance. What do you think?
I don't think she should leave the family. A lot of people don't like the families that they've married into or are dating into. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So you have a full... People have had full-on relationships, marriages, kids with people, and they hate their fucking mom, hate their fucking dad.
Yeah. I mean, the thing... Here's what happens.
She loves her boyfriend.
She loves her boyfriend.
That's I'm not saying
she can't give up on it, but because you say you love your boyfriend, that's tough to find.
It is tough to find.
What I will say to her is that you have to try your best to not take it personally for now.
Yes.
Because you said you don't even get drunk in front of them. They have created this opinion of you. And you know what it is? You know what it is? It's the way sons are regarded by mothers.
Which is?
Mothers and sons have this like weird relationship where the son can kind of do no wrong.
I don't have that one.
You don't have that one?
No. When you don't have a dad, you do a lot of wrong.
So you're she's maybe doing dad shit with you.
Sure. Yeah.
So she's like, she's taking on both personalities, maybe.
She got it all.
I'm saying that a lot of times with like mothers and sons, you get their son, the middle child that she is dating is their party animal kid.
I guess they
know that.
But they don't look at him like that. They look at her as the problem. That's dragging him into a pit of hell.
That they're never going to admit that they have the son that's
party
animal.
They're going to go,
they're using her as a conduit to complain about him.
If you weren't here, whatever your name is, he'd be a doctor lawyer.
Yeah.
But because of you, now he's going to go drink in a fucking pair of red pants.
Yeah, nobody wants to look in the mirror. So the reason the brother goes, oh, I forgot you're dating a party animal. The brother your boyfriend isn't being dragged there by a fucking hostage.
It'd be hard to drag somebody to SantaCon against their will.
Yeah, I'd rather go to
fuck it. You know that tribe? The guy got arrowed trying to give them Jesus. I'd rather go give people Jesus than go to SantaCon. So I get it. If you can't not want to go to SantaCon and go to SantaCon.
That's the thing. So for her, it's a tough situation now, but I would say you also did yourself the disservice of bringing up the most party animal thing.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like you were like, oh, we're gonna go to wine night, and they were like, the party animal.
100%.
You were like, oh, we're gonna go to that orgy, and they're like, oh, I forgot.
Does anybody have a reason these two shouldn't be married? Well, not really, but I want to let you guys know that this Saturday I'll be at SantaCon. Yeah, 100%.
But this is also a problem she had with them.
Yeah.
Universally, but so I think you have to go to your brother and kind of have him be the one that says to them that, because here's
your boyfriend.
You go to the boyfriend. Here's what you do. Stay with the boyfriend, but you let the boyfriend know that it kind of bothers you.
Yes.
And you say to him, like, hey, listen, I think we party the normal amount. I think your family is a little bit buttoned up.
Yeah.
If they're saying it with you hearing it, that means they're saying it more behind your back.
Hard.
So you need to say to your boyfriend, can you let them know that, like, this is to ease off of this?
Yeah.
Because then when they're talking about behind your back, which they are,
100%.
He could say, hey, he's got to defend you.
They're playing croquet in the back with the sweaters wrapped around their neck.
Yes.
And they go, you know your whore girlfriend likes to drink a lot? And he's got to go, calm down.
Yeah.
That's my little elf you're talking about.
Yeah.
But she's got to stay with her boyfriend.
Hey, she gets he can even say, she's a little annoyed that, you know, it kind of bothers. He can say, it bothers me because she's just a normal 23-year-old. You guys are kind of a little bit. You can. They know that they're prissy people.
She can drink a full Budweiser with her ass.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that, Dad? J-train. Like, you haven't done anything wrong.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Nathan McIntosh @NathanMcIntosh. Listen, we are sponsor people. I love the sponsor because right now isn't get healthy time, but it's coming up, right, Shelby?
It's happening soon.
Soon. People are going to be on their resolution grind. People are going to start putting themselves together at the end of the month. Here's what you do now. Start with this one thing you change in your life with Care Of. Care Of helps you take your vitamins with personalized recommendations and pre-sorted packs made just for you, delivered right to your door. And Nathan, you watched me take the vitamins.
You took, honest to God, to go back to wrestling, you took what Hulk Hogan was taking in 87. You took
pills.
Like Macho Man at the height.
And you know what that is? Because they put together a profile where I gave them all the things I was looking for. Energy, and I'm looking to, like, you know, stay healthy and get your proper vitamins and get fish oils and things like that. And Care Of took that, put in their computer. They went beep, boop, pop, boop, 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 boop. And then they spit out a combination of vitamins that can get me everything I need in my body.
I wonder what the combination would be if you wrote something like, I like going to SantaCon, 700 pills.
They just give me a pill, just one giant pill the size of a couch. Did you know 90% of people aren't getting their vitamins they need? When it comes to nutrition, everyone needs things that are a little bit different. So that's the thing. You go to takecareof.com. That's takecareof.com. Take a simple 5-minute quiz. I did it, and it's about your lifestyle, diet, health goals. Super easy and short. Then they'll send you a 30-day supply of daily packs. It comes in individualized packs. So like I just went away, opening for Michelle. I tossed 5 in there. I was like, okay, good on my vitamins for the week. So, and then it has the minerals, vitamins, herbs, and botanicals you need. That way, if you're a dummy like me and don't understand what you're supposed to be taking, you don't have to figure it out. So this is like Care Of is basically your healthy friend who knows this stuff. That's like, oh, you're not taking fish oil. You're not taking a charcoal thing. You're not doing this for your stomach. Take Care Of. Care Of does it in a non-judgmental way where you can let them know what you want and they can give it to you. The packs are great. They make it easy to remember and you can just pop your vitamins and go. All the recommendations are backed by Care Of's scientific advisory board and you can read all the studies on their website. So listen, I'm loving it. I'm feeling great. It's good for the road. It's good for traveling. It's just, I think this is a way to better yourself. So take care of yourself. Get honest guidance that's personalized to you. For 25% off your first month, go to takecareof.com/JTrain. 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 That's right. To get 25% off your first month of personalized vitamins, go to takecareof.com/JTrain and take care of yourself. Let's keep going. You ready?
Buddy, rock hard.
I like this one, a dude email.
Ooh, yeah. A dude email.
J-Train, feather, please help me. I was wise one salt in the swipes. I've been dating a lot. I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about the way I go about using dating apps. I travel for work, and I'm always just swiping through Tinder and Bumble till my thumb goes numb. However, I am kind of looking for something more serious.
Ooh.
I've definitely had some success on the apps in the past, but I'm afraid I'm swiping too fast past potential opportunities to meet someone more my type. And I just followed them on Instagram and window tapped or even DM'd. I feel like a lot of the time people you see just haven't opened the app in a while and aren't actively swiping. Do you think if I took the time to look through their pages and pay them some attention on Instagram, I could find something more serious? Obviously, I'm out there socially and meeting people in real life, but this is always an outlet to meet someone. Looking forward to hearing from you, Shelby, and your esteemed guests. So do you think this person should be trolling through Instagram?
I know how you feel.
I know.
That's hilarious. Do I think he should be standing outside of their bedroom window listening to them breathe?
What do you
think?
Well,
first of all, I'll say I like when we're calling him a dude here. I like when a dude gets to a point where he goes, you know what? I want to settle. I want to find something that's more than just fucking around, you know?
Yeah, he's looking for something.
I like it. Because you know what that says? That's a guy right there that already has a package of vitamins in his hand. That's a guy right there.
He's ready to get fit.
Has a savings account. He's mm-hmm. ready to see 40 with a full head of hair,
yes.
you know? So just first of all, good for you, buddy. Second yeah. of all, I mean, I think a lot of people probably are swiping past potentials. Because yeah. you're really just judging by, you know, and a lot of fucking people post like live, laugh, or whatever.
Yeah.
Some bullshit quote from fucking Madonna. And everybody's going to go, ugh.
I would encourage this guy to delete his apps.
There you go.
He says he travels for work and he's always just, you're missing out on real life opportunity to meet people.
Most people are.
And I'm not saying this from like the position of like, the apps are bad. I think they're a good way, but sometimes you get like caught up in this, you know, the phones are addictive and we have to admit to that. So sometimes you get caught off in like, you know, when you open your phone and you go Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, email, and then you just do that circle
100%
a few times. When you have the dating app on your phone, it enters into that circle.
Of course it does.
So you're literally just going, and I've done this. I'll admit to it first. You'll open it. You'll go Twitter. No notifications, nothing to say. Instagram, notifications, nothing to post. Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, swipe, 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 swipe. You're not even really dating. You're just like,
No. You
just are going, bop, 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 bop.
Yes.
You know, like it just because it's force of muscle reaction, force of habit.
Yes.
So,
and it's not that you're right. It's not that it's bad necessarily, but it's bad when left unchecked.
Yeah.
Which is the same as all of it. Twitter, Instagram, it's all bad when you're doing it completely mindlessly. When you don't know that it is addictive and that you're not necessarily in control of it.
What I would say to this guy, December's the month you should be deleting that app.
Delete December.
Delete December.
A December delete.
A December delete.
Get the fucking Tinder out of there, buddy.
Get it out because right now there's holiday parties.
Oh.
The winter is coming, as
people
they said.
People are looking good.
So people are out.
There's
people
thighs
are
out there.
Festive.
Calves.
They're down to hang December.
God. There's mistletoe titties out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, mistletoe titties. So you can be out there meeting people IRL and then in January, the dark times, January, February.
Worst month of the year.
Those
January.
Months are lonely.
All
that's
January.
When you can get the, you know, maybe that's when you go back on the apps. But I would say to this guy where he's like, because he's like, ah, these apps, I feel like I'm missing people. Should I just go on Instagram and start bothering some women? No. Instagram for dating should be like the spatula when you're grilling. Okay? The grill is where you make the food. The spatula helps you make the food.
Is a woman a burger?
The woman's the burger.
Got you. So you want to make sure she's pink on the inside.
We're all pink on the inside.
Little bacon.
My point is, I get what you're saying. You don't go to Instagram until you need to flip a burger.
I think you hear the stories every once in a while about somebody finding a real relationship on Tinder. Congratulations.
It happens.
Great job. Not everybody's going to work that way. And this guy sounds like he doesn't even want to fucking be on it anyway.
He
so get
delete.
The fuck off.
But I'm saying he's asking if you should go to Instagram for better results.
No.
For finding better people. And I'd say no. You should be going to the bars. You should spend December going out with friends and doing the holiday parties and shit. And when you're traveling, go to the hotel bar, go to the local place and start talking to people. And then you say to them, hey, I'm on Instagram. Let's find each other. And then you can flirt through there if that's easier for you. Or you hook up that night.
You ever meet somebody on a plane?
I've met people on
a plane. I've met people on a plane.
Yeah, I have.
And all you got to do, it's not that hard. You just get in there and beak. So this guy's sitting on a Delta flight, right?
I'm on the Delta flight.
Woman beside him, okay?
Yeah.
And he goes, you know they used to have my cousin Vinny? Boom! Now he's into a convo.
Yeah.
Now he's in a conversation. She's going to go.
And she'll go, I love that movie.
I love that movie. Or what are you talking about? Or blah, blah. Or she might laugh, chuckle. Now you're in.
You're in.
But you don't go, what's your Instagram? And I'm going to look through your bikini pictures while we're flying.
We're forgetting how, listen, for dating, for fucking, you're out there, guy or girl, we got to zig while everyone else is zagging. Everyone else is zagging on those apps.
How funny is it that zigging is now all everything that we did 15 years ago.
Yeah, just
literally
go,
just meeting a human being in a fucking real place.
If this and so like Instagram is like to me is like a mirage.
Oh, it's a fake fucking world. And
but
it's
you chase that instead of actually
yeah.
fucking the girl you're looking at.
Yes.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. Shelby, where are we out of time right now?
We're at 49 minutes.
These fly by with you, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's do one more email. Does that sound good?
Yeah, man. I like emails.
Before we get to this, one more email.
More email.
We're sponsored, baby. Brooke Lennon. Oh, this is the best time of year for Brooke Lennon. And this is like both of these sponsors this episode are about bettering yourselves or helping people in your life get better. And Brooke Lennon is the best way to just, it's a small way to improve your life in a huge way. It's a small gesture to improve someone's life in the biggest way because you sleep in these sheets every night of the week. What are you doing? If you have sheets that are over a year old, you're losing. So listen, you spend a third of your life in the sheets. Holiday season is a great time for a bedding upgrade for you or a loved one. Listen, they're five-star hotel quality sheets. I got them on my bed right now. I just took a nap after flying in from Oklahoma. How did I look coming out of that nap, Shelby?
Refreshed.
Right? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed is what I would have said, but refreshed is correct. So, listen, it's difficult. It shouldn't be so difficult and expensive to get sheets like the ones like the hotels that you like staying in. So, listen, my sheets are amazing, and everyone that has gotten them comes back to me and goes, Papa JT, salt in the sheets, you did it.
President so of pillows.
They're the winner of the best online bedding category and in good housekeeping. 30,000 five-star reviews. Listen, they have 30,000 five-star reviews. You know how much people love that. Complaining on the internet?
Oh, yeah.
So and 30,000 people were like, I got to say something good. Brooke Lennon works directly with manufacturers. Directly with customers, no middleman, meaning they can offer you five-star quality sheets that are affordable and easy to order. Listen, the reason I love them so much is how they come to you. They come in a great boxing, and then they give you a little detergent, you throw it in the wash, and then you pop it out, you make the bed, you go take a shower, you get out of that shower, and you're living on cloud nine. My Brooke Lennon sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. And now it's your time for an upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer for my listeners. $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that their sheets, comforters, towels come with a lifetime warranty. People, come on.
And you're going to spend a third of your life in those sheets and the other two-thirds in the streets.
That's right. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is promo code JTRAIN at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code JTRAIN. Nathan McIntosh at Nathan McIntosh on Instagram. What do you want to hear? Read? You.
What do you got? Girl, guy? What
running
do you
into the ex.
Okay, what's the other?
When did guys start volunteering to go down on girls?
Let's open that one. Let's see this. You know what I like about this one? First of all, we've all ran into an ex, and it is what it is.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you fuck right there at the bus stop. Yeah, other times you just go, please don't look me in the eyes.
That's right.
I like that this man right here, I'm assuming it's a man or no?
No, it's a woman.
I like that she wrote this in full tilt caps. When did guys start volunteering to go down on girls?
She's screaming. Oh, Holly, Archbishop of Asplay. Love you, the podcast, Feather. I've been out of the game for a while. Just got out of a 5-year relationship in August. Prior to that, relationship, I've been pretty slutty. And since getting out, I've hooked up with like 5 guys. 2 I had sex with before my relationship and 3 new guys. Brag. So she went in a 5-year relationship and then got out of it.
Yeah.
And then hooked up with 5 guys. 2 I'd had sex with before my relationship.
Got you.
She went back to the well.
Back to the well. Back 3 new to guys. The well.
To give context, my ex-boyfriend never went down on me, literally ever. But every single guy, yeah, right.
That is
but
one of those.
Every single guy since has.
100%.
Even the guy I had sex with before that never did have done so this time around. My question is this a new thing? Like guys volunteering to go down on you. I've never asked. They just do it, not complaining, even though it's never great. Even though it's never great. But like, did they? This just start happening in the last 5 years? I was with some loser that didn't get the memo. They've also gotten really into ass play, not just anal, but like playing with it and everything.
Woo.
What's going on? It's literally baffling to me. Love to know your input. Is this your influence? What do we think?
I do think that
I'd
whoever,
like to think I'm a part of it.
I like to think that anybody that wasn't going down on her for five straight years is a hobo. You know what I mean? You're not licking that. You're not licking the ass. What the fuck are we doing? You know what bothers me? No, Jay, you know what bothers me? There's a lot of people out there, right, who are like, I'd never do this. I'd never do that. Nah, nah, nah. Do you know what the fuck is going on out here?
Yeah.
Bedlam. We're paying tax, right? Yeah. Where the fuck does that money go?
Sure.
You just give money and they go, we might fix a road with it. Do they?
No. Nope.
You're willing to give money away every year to people who you don't even know what to do. And you won't lick an ass?
You won't lick an ass.
Are you kidding me? Every April.
Who are you?
You're going down on the fucking world.
Yeah.
So first of all, I really just like anybody that's like, but anyways,
yeah.
That guy's
I'm with
loser.
You.
Now, has it become a new thing that people have been going down on people? No. I think it's a more open, talked about thing because there was a point in time.
Yeah.
There was a point in time, it was called the 90s.
Okay.
Where if you went or talked about going down on somebody, people looked at you like, you know, we don't do that. That's not what the fuck happens.
I think, Shelby, do you have something to say on this subject?
It's kind of like free healthcare and Korean barbecue. Like they didn't exist 5 years ago.
And then all of a sudden, it's everywhere.
That's all people want to talk about.
Well, you know, it's the internet. I think that's it.
Canada has free healthcare.
Do they?
Yeah, anyways, go ahead.
Okay. So the internet, I think what the internet has done, it's opened up the conversation to say, wow, I'm not alone. And it goes both ways.
There was this whole thing of like, you weren't to some people at some point in time, you weren't a man. And let me tell you something. I don't know how old you were the first time you put your goddamn face in an ass. Because pussy came first, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
And I'd do it again. I'd go back. Listen, I'd start at 13.
I'm out here looking asshole.
I'm out here
looking pussy.
Do you know what I mean? I'll put a foot in my mouth.
I'll put anything.
My face will go directly into an armpit. Sure. I don't care. It's war in that bedroom. War in there.
Here's what's happened. First of all, male sexuality doesn't really get a lot of public push. So what I'm saying is when a guy, like, I think the internet has allowed people to see that, like, hey, I'm doing things that aren't crazy. And there are other people doing these things. They can listen to this podcast. I'm the Rosa Parks of male ass play. So I've been pushing this word for a long time. But I think what I've gotten back, the feedback I've gotten is that, oh, hearing you talk about it is like, oh yeah, why wouldn't I try it? You seem sexual. You're comfortable with your sexuality.
You mean a woman playing with your ass?
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah, I've talked about this for years too. Phones are not getting any better. Learn to have somebody do something with your ass because what the fuck are we fucking doing out here?
A finger comes out of that phone and starts fucking
and that's never
blowing
gonna
me
happen. Not
with
gonna
a
happen.
Finger up my ass. Yeah. So, but I'm saying, what I'm saying
mean,
is,
I'm
look
sorry
at,
to cut you off, but I've met guys who are like, I don't want a woman to lick my ass. And you go, what are you talking about?
That's like, to me, that's the same as saying, I don't want a massage.
I don't want fresh socks.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want I don't
new
want,
shoes. Ugh.
I don't want a hot shower.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I would also say that also stories on the internet that get out, you see how people respond to the stories now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think men are seeing how women respond to like the DJ Khaled story.
Oh,
DJ
Khaled
comes out and goes,
hobo.
I'm a king.
Hobo.
Kings don't go down on the queen.
Hobo.
And everyone went, fuck off.
Bro.
And every guy kind of like, I think for that story, every guy kind of like stood to the side like, what's going to happen here? And then all the women were like, You're not going down on your wife? Are you fucking kidding? And then you hear that as a guy, and guys are out here, we want to be worthwhile. And we're like, okay, we saw how you reacted to DJ Khaled's story, so now we're going to go down on you no matter what.
But not only that, have you ever been hard? You've been in a bedroom with somebody and you're hard, right? Mm. You're not thinking clearly. There's things that you do when you're hard that you wouldn't do when you're soft. I have driven my face into an ass. Yeah. I wouldn't do that right now. But when I'm hard, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
well, are you kidding me?
Well, also, like, I think the guys going down on you, also going down on a girl when you hook up is the opening to other things. So like guys realize that like it's in their best interest to go down.
See, this is, and the only reason I keep bucking this a bit is only because this is a very science, you're looking at it very scientifically.
You got to.
But also, don't you, I think there's a lot of men if they don't want to go down, they're fighting an urge. This is what I'm trying to say. Mm. Because I have been in there and things yeah. just happen. You go, I'm in this.
Yeah.
You're not gonna what are you doing if you're not going down on people? Do you just stare yeah. at each other until you panic? What the fuck
yeah,
are we doing?
It makes no sense. I'm happy it's happening.
It should be happening.
But there's some girl out there that's like, you know, what, you know, if there's a woman listening to this right now and they're like, he never goes down on me.
DM me.
Just know.
DM me.
That you should speak up.
That guy's a hobo.
Yeah, he speak up. Don't be the DJ Khaled's wife in the relationship. Go.
I'll tell you say, this.
If you're wondering, oh my God, I'm alone. He never does it. I think in relationships, when she said they've been together 5 years, I do understand how sex could tail off
uh-huh.
and how he'd be like, you know, laziness gets into the story there.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'll never meet a less lazy guy than a guy hooking up on night one.
Well, also night one, can I say, in my own experience, I'm not going to probably go down on I'm not going ass night one. No.
Oh, I've gotten.
It really depends on what's going on. Where'd we come from? SantaCon?
I will.
Excuse me. I'm not putting my mouth near anything you have.
I will watch you take a poop. I just want to, whatever.
No, I'm sorry.
J-Train podcast.
Jokes, but no.
Aren't people in this neighborhood maybe less likely to go down?
Shelby always pushes this show into the racial thing.
You know what, Shelby? No, always in all pushing us to. There are. Yeah, but I really do think that a lot of that is a myth.
Do you think
and
so?
Also, 100%. And yeah. also in the hip hop community, you saw what happened with DJ, right? Mm. Nobody went. Yeah, that's right. Everybody went. Oh, you fucking monster.
Well, everyone backed away. I think a lot of people backed away to be like, okay, what's going to go on here? With
I saw
DJ
people
Khaled.
Snapping. It's not, what are you talking? You know what I mean? And I bet you any money, and I'm going to whisper this so that nobody hears it.
This is now my first question to all my guests from now on, of all races, genders, yeah. anything. I'm going to say, what do you do about going down on...
Can I whisper this so that nobody hears it? I believe, he said, DJ Khaled's like, I'm the king. I don't go down on the queen.
Yeah.
Do you know what that does mean, though? He goes down on the other women that he's cheating on her with.
Go on.
I'm serious.
I'm not sure if that was an exact quote, but it might be
okay,
true.
Okay, but you don't think he's going down on some hot Brazilian woman covered in oil?
I don't think.
You kidding?
He doesn't have the body type of a go down.
He doesn't have the body type of a man that goes down on a hot Brazilian woman.
But DJ Khaled looks like he's being fed grapes at all times during a blowjob and then falls asleep.
Like if he has to get down on his stomach, he'd have to be like, all right.
I can't imagine him crawling down.
I bet you any money when he said that, he then had to text a bunch of women and was like, don't put out the video of me going down on you. I guarantee you.
Not you. I'm talking about her. That's what he had to say.
Any of us. And then he burns his phone.
Shelby, do we have any news?
We do have some news.
Let's do one news story. Let's do it.
Well, some good news for people who might want to go down on each other. Birth control. What are your thoughts on it?
I love birth control. I it's given me peace of mind for years. What do you think?
Pull an ounce a good time.
You're a pull-out guy?
100%. I've never finished inside of any woman ever. When I'm wearing a condom, 100%. But birth control's a party.
You pull out with a condom on?
100%.
I do that too.
Do you know what happens in there?
I've done that.
It's a fun factory that then creates fucking a child.
I'm with you.
Jesus Christ.
I'm as fearful as you. I pull out. You know, I mean, but you're in a long-term relationship.
Uh-huh.
Are you guys, what are we doing?
She's birth control.
And you still pull out?
100%.
Really?
Buddy, men have gone to jail for things they did not do.
Okay?
I will not trust anything. I'm pulling out.
How long have you been together?
1,000 years.
You gotta, I mean, I think you gotta take the next step.
No.
Was she on the pill?
Yeah.
And you're not?
No. No, I trust nothing.
Does she want you to?
No. I'm going to trust some fucking doctor out there, some criminally insane monster. What if one day...
Dude, you're not allowed to be upset with climate change deniers.
No, what if one day this guy's like, yeah, I'm making the pill, right? And then he's like, oh, I'll take a lunch break. And he forgets to put in the one thing
the fairy
that
dust
kicks
that makes
the... Exactly.
that makes
exactly.
The babies go away.
No, I'm not going in there.
What do you got?
Well, Nathan might be leaving it in pretty soon as they are... doing clinical trials on male birth control.
What is it, a pill? What are we talking here?
The new male birth control will come in gel form, which is applied to the back and shoulders and absorbed through the skin.
I love that all birth control, like, it feels like all birth control has been created by men. Like, we, you know, like, they were like, okay, she'll take a pill, and you don't have to fucking deal with this. And then it's like, and then the girls were like, why can't there be a pill for men? And they're like, fine. And then they're like, we made a back rub.
And you do it.
No.
You have to back rub it.
It says the man has to do it himself because if the woman applies this to the man, she may absorb those hormones, which would impact her gynecological functioning.
Why would they make? Why is this?
This is not worth it.
This is. I mean, can I go? How do you put it on your own back?
Try to rub your own back right now.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it.
Like with the back of my head.
You gotta go the other way.
I don't trust. I'm touching my back right now. You trust that?
No, I said no. This is an awful product, and it's not going to work.
If it's not a pill, I'm not doing it.
Here are two forms of birth control that already exist. For anybody. Okay. A woman with a dirty foot, there's birth control right there. Anybody that likes SantaCon.
Yeah, there's your birth control. I just can't believe that they would make this a back rub. I can't rub it on my fucking knees.
That's
a little easier.
That's really awful. That product is horrible, and it doesn't need to exist. Condoms are fine.
Now women are going to go, oh, you can't take it. It's like, well, look how hard they made it to put it on.
Yeah. How about a thing that you gotta, you know what I mean? You got to eat.
Yeah, give me a pill that makes me go, like, that makes me know I'm having it.
How about this, too? The only way to take this birth control pill for men, you have to jam it into a woman's ass and suck it out. There you go. You're solving two problems. Now a man's going down on you, and he's the one on birth control.
There it is.
That might be tough for the clinical trials.
Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, this fucking back rub.
I need to watch a video of them putting it on to know how to put it on.
When you were reaching, you were doing a... Do this way, the other way.
Yeah, the other way, yeah. But that's
awful.
That's
how I would do it?
That's a shoulder.
But we're not going to trust this. We can't trust this.
I'm not getting that on my back. How's DJ Khaled reaching his own back?
A bigger man, that's not happening.
You guys.
You got to put the birth control on your wall and run into it?
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm way out. I don't care what the fuck they do with it. I'm way out.
Put it up against a tree like a bear.
Rub into it.
And rub into it. This makes no sense.
It's awful.
I'm not the maker of this drug.
Shelby. You are, Shelby. You're the maker
of this. What
the fuck? I guess we'll have to back to the drawing board.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
Nathan McIntosh, thank you for coming on.
Hey, man.
Always great.
You know, thanks for having me, buddy. This is always a party. It's my fifth time.
Yeah, it's the fifth time's a charm.
Yeah.
At Nathan McIntosh on Twitter and Instagram. Positive Anger, that's the podcast. I've been on it. Go on Laughable, listen to my episode, and get yourself into his show. It's great. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. We'll be back next episode. Boom.